Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Bulldogs drop back on the defensive side here. They are matching up person to person. Pass comes to McKinley Russell. Backdoor pass shot good by Haley Ault. And Schoesberg's on the board. Well run play. Bulldogs back the other way. Holly King bounces it off to Kirshner on the right wing. Kirshner down the baseline. Maxwell. Now Kirshner holds it. Gives it back to King. Kirshner again on the right wing. Nagy drives. Gives it off left side. Plemer. Back to King. Kirshner down to the baseline. Turnaround shot by Maxwell. Up and no good from the baseline. And tight roping the baseline. Schoesberg, they'll keep it in play. Back the other way. 2-0. They lead it. Just over a minute into the ball game here at Schoesberg. Pass comes to the near side. Caught by McKinley Russell. Throws it back to Stella Spillane. And again, a work to the low post. They're going inside. Turn around with a half hook. No good for McKinley Russell. Knocked out of bounds and last touch by the Bulldogs. Looks like Schoesberg's going to be trying to take advantage of their height in their bowl.
Yeah, they're definitely throwing their height around early on in this game. But, you know, that being said, Ithaca looks like they're ready to play just as much too.
Pass comes in from the corner for Schoesberg, and they will set it up. 2-0 they lead early. Ball goes to the right side, and Russell. Russell on the bounce feed back to the far side. Taken there the dribble by Brown. Back to Russell. Free throw line left, throws to the corner. Good defense by the Bulldogs. Now driving, shooting, and scoring is Ault. She's got the first 4 points. 4-0, Miners. Holly King across the half court line to the baseline. Now back it goes to the top, down to the baseline again. Tipped away by Schoesberg and out of bounds. Good defense by the Miners. The Bulldogs will have it in the corner and bring it in play. Timeout for a shoelace to be tied. Bo, did you tie yours?
Oh, nope. Hey, oh, actually, yeah. No, I need to do that. Thanks.
I go without laces.
I thought I did too.
Pass comes in play. Maxwell gives it back to the corner. King throws it high and stolen away by the Miners. Taken away again by McKinley Russell. Throws it left side, working around the perimeter. Now driving, dishing. Shot is on the way and good for Taylor Russell. Off the assist from Olivia Brown. That makes it 6-0, Miners. Holly King in the backcourt. This game starting similar to the Highland game the other night. The Bulldogs won. To Peterson down the lane. Tough shot. Good. And the Bulldogs are on the board. 6-2. Bulldogs trail by four. Coming with the ball is Olivia Brown. Miners set it up. Now on a drive. Shaking the D. Shot on the way. Short for McKinley Russell. Rebound J.C. Maxwell. Back to Holly King, who will run it across the half-court line. Stops left wing, top of the circle, Plemer. Right side, Maggie Kirshner had 5 threes the other night. Pass to the high post. Peterson has to go to the floor to find it. It's loose, and there's a jump ball call. Quite a scramble for it. Alternate arrow points to the Miners. So 6-2 they lead, nearly 3 minutes into it. Bo and I are on the floor in the corner. Good view, though, floor level. Right in front of Mr. Dine, the coach, right by the coach's box. Pass comes right side. It's taken by Spillane. Drives all the way down deep. Left side layup good as she found her way. And a timeout taken by the Bulldogs. 8-2, Schoesberg, WIAA Regional Girls Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Schulzberg had a steal initially, and now the Bulldogs get it back. Holly King picks it off the floor, and the Bulldogs will set up shop. 8-2 in favor of the Miners. Maggie Kirshner, Holly King exchange. Maggie on the right wing. Now on a drive, throws it to the left side. Tipped away by the Miners, picked up, and they'll bring it back the other way. Olivia Brown with the basketball. Brown gives it off to Russell. McKinley takes it left side. Here's Haley Ault. Now throws it to the corner, and it's going to be tipped by Ithaca, they say. Officials confer it will be Schulzberg basketball. And so the Miners will inbound from the baseline, looking to pass it in play. Screens are set, and they just get it in, and the 5 seconds goes to the top of the circle. Ball goes back to the corner, throwing it low again to Ault, and a reach-in foul called on the Bulldogs there. First foul. Again, Schulzberg looking to push the instant down low there, and they did it again.
Yeah, they're definitely playing tough. I'm getting winded just watching them.
And the Bulldog defense is working hard here as well.
Yeah.
Trying to keep them away. That one knocked away by Tristan Peterson out of bounds. It will be Schulzberg ball again on the end line. Getting a chance to pass it in play now. And Brown finds the range, knocked away by Holly King. Good effort, back to Maggie Kirshner. Kind of effort the Bulldogs need tonight right there. Nice defense, they get it back. Now we'll try to convert. King with the ball, left wing, Kirshner, high post, Peterson breaks through a double team, and she is fouled on the play. That'll be on number 10, McKinley Russell. So fouls are even. And the inbounder will be Holly King. Underneath the basket, baseline, ball comes into Maxwell. Her shot up, no good, partially blocked, and the rebound by the Miners. Coming the other way with it is Russell. Russell, left side, Ault. Ault bringing it, driving lane, hooks it up, no foul called on the Bulldogs, and Tristan Peterson banged up a little bit on the play. She will be called for the foul, which I believe, unfortunately, will be her second foul.
I think she just got the wind knocked out of her a little there.
I think so, too. Give her a little time to catch her breath, and now Schulzberg in to shoot. Free throw is in the air and good for Ault. That'll make it 9-2, Schulzberg. So Peterson given some time to come out, not only with two fouls, but again to recover a little bit. Into the free throw and up, and good is Ault. In for the Bulldogs is Brooklyn Dickey. 10-2, Schulzberg. Here, regional girls basketball action. King drives, shoots a deep three on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Ault, and a foul called on the Bulldogs against that rebound. They're going to get, I think, J.C. Maxwell on the foul. Schulzberg will bring in its first substitutions. Number 12 is Adeline Woodworth. Number 5, Courtney Fien. That foul was indeed on J.C. Maxwell. 10-2 ball game score. Miners with the lead and the ball. Right side, Ault looks, fires high post down to the baseline. Russell kicks it back out. Three on the way. Off the rim. Ault comes out long range, and there's a foul called. And they're going to get J.C. Maxwell on that. That'll be her second. So two of Ithaca's top scorers with two fouls early on. It's not good. Coach David Klang is asking the official for an explanation, right. Ball comes in play, and the shot is up, and good by Taylor Russell. And suddenly, Schulzberg leads by 10. 12-2. Holly King brings it across the half-court line. Leaves it off for Maggie Kirshner. Back to King, half-court line. And she'll drive, fires it low toward Maxwell. Knocked away by Russell and taken the other way by the Miners. Olivia Brown with the basketball. Fires it right side to Woodworth. Woodworth down to the baseline. Nowhere to wander. Left side, there's a three on the way, and it is no good for Ault. Coming this way, Bo, it's your chance. Oh, nice play. Out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog basketball. You whiffed on that one, Bo.
I caught it. I caught
it.
Did
you catch it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I think that's out on me.
Bulldogs will get it back. And J.C. Maxwell comes out of the game with two quick fouls into the game for the Bulldogs. Kelsey Coleman. Holly King with the basketball right side down to the baseline. Dickey back to King. Now moves down with a dribble. Low is cut off. Fires it back. And traveling is called on the Bulldogs. It'll go back the other way. Schulzberg bringing in number 10, McKinley Russell again. Hard to believe that McKinley Russell is a freshman.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not only with his height, but just she's got great court presence. Nathan Russell, her head coach. So he's got a couple of daughters on the team. Ball comes in. Nice steal by King. Back it goes to Coleman. And now back to Plemer. And she is double teamed. And a foul called on the Miners. That'll be their second. Foul is whistled on Courtney Feen, her first. And the Bulldogs will have the basketball. Timeout for number 11, Stella Spillane, to check into the ballgame. Was I right about the popcorn?
It was good.
There you
Holy moly, you weren't kidding. I was like, how good is the popcorn? No, it's good.
Yep. Thumbs up then, huh?
Yeah, they get the Bow Seal of Approval.
Inbound pass. It's Kirshner, top of the wheel. Back to King, right side. Back to Kirshner. Open. Three on the way, and it is on the rim. Bounces up. No good. Rebound Coleman. Kicks it back out. Plemer. Kirshner drives lane, throws it baseline. Dickey with a shot on the way, no good. Coleman with a rebound, they're going to get her over the back. That'll be the fifth Bulldog foul already. That's on Kelsey Coleman. Her brother wrestled at state wrestling tournament today, so big busy day there for the family. Pass comes in play, 12-2 Schulzberg. Ball around the right side. Russell drives up with a left-hand shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound. The Bulldogs trying to save it and can't. It'll be out of bounds and will belong to the Miners. Quick substitution. Olivia Brown is into the game for Schulzberg. We'll get the Filney flip phone going a little bit later on. I think we can make connections down here in Schulzberg. We got connections everywhere. Pass comes in play. Woodworth with the basketball. Left side taken by Russell. Russell hands off to Brown. Top of the circle. Spillane backs off with the dribble. Schulzberg, right side Woodworth for three. It is no good. They tightrope the baseline, get the rebound, save it back inbounds. Spillane with the basketball, kicks it out. Three on the way, no good. Again, Schulzberg gets the rebound. They'll reset. Brown, top of the circle. Back to Spillane with the dribble drive. Skips it over to the left side. Throw to the high post. Trying to throw it back door. They get it to Alexis Ault. Kick out, three on the way, no good. Schulzberg rebounds again. They'll kick it out, left side, now on a drive. Hook shot, no good, foul called on the Bulldogs. They're going to get Brooklyn Dickey with that foul. So certainly Schulzberg height, but they're also positioning themselves well, Bo, and they're getting all the rebounds right now.
Yeah, yeah, and you're right. You know, when you mentioned that they're using their height, like they are all over the place.
Free throw is no good by Brown. She'll get one more. Tristan Peterson comes back in. Two fouls, but one of the Bulldogs' leaders and a rebounding leader as well. They need her back in there. J.C. Maxwell will stay on the bench with two fouls. This one in the air, and that one is good for Brown. Makes the score 13-2 in favor of the Miners. 10:34 remaining here in the first half. Holly King near the half-court line drives right side off a screen. Now leaves the dribble. Leaves it off for Peterson. Tristan driving down to the baseline and fouled on the way by Schulzberg. That'll be their third foul. Stops the clock with 10:22 remaining here in the first half. Thanks to Athletic Director Steve Myler, who's been down in these parts for a long time. Great guy. Coached at Waniwak. Used to see him there all the time.
Brought us a table.
He did. Pass comes in play. Bulldogs get it to Peterson. Peterson on a drive, has it knocked away, out of bounds again. Touch last by Taylor Russell, and it will be Ithaca basketball. Bulldogs having trouble getting in any kind of offensive rhythm here. Pass comes in play, Kirshner in the corner. Maggie drives, fires back to Peterson. Tristan toward the baseline, back to Maggie. Top of the wheel, Plemer. Plemer back to Kirshner. Guarded closely. She'll drive to the right side. Gives it back to the left. Taken now by Plemer. Bulldogs trying to set something up. Get an open look. Down to Peterson. Baseline. 18-footer on the way. No good. The rebound pulled down by Scholesberg. Bulldogs can't hit. And the Miners are there for every rebound. Alt drive. Shot on the way. And good. She's got 6 points. And the Bulldogs will take another timeout. 9:46 remaining. First half. Scholesberg 15, Ithaca 2. Area girls basketball. Live from Scholesberg at WRCO Sports.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Fouled on a play as she drives to the basket, and she'll go to the free throw line. Well, she'll take aim right here. This one in the air, and it is no good. She'll get one more. First foul on Taylor Russell. So for the Bulldogs right now, Bo, they were 16 down against Highland the other night, and things were kind of going south. So this is the point where they got to try to dig in a little bit.
Yeah, they've definitely been favoring the outside shooting. Maybe to get inside if they are able to might benefit them a bit. Getting any points versus a three is important.
Second one missed, and it's Scholesberg basketball. They'll kick it for a three on the way, and nothing but net. And that's the problem.
Scholesberg, that was a beautiful shot.
That was a good shot. 16, I make that now 18-2 in favor of the Scholesberg Miners. Ball goes to the right side. Maggie Kirshner back to Holly King. 9 minutes remaining in the first half. There's a drive. Shot on the way. No good for Kirshner. Tipped by the Miners. And last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll be Scholesberg basketball. Into the game, number five, Courtney Thien making a reappearance. And the Bulldogs will put it in play. Or I should say the Miners will. Bulldogs trying to defend it. Comes in play. And now they'll get it up to half court and break the press of the Bulldogs. Near side, Brown throws it low and saved near the end line. Scholesberg keeps it live. Backdoor shot on the way and good. Nice backdoor pass. Courtney Thien finds it. And suddenly it is 20-2 in favor of Scholesberg. 8:40 remaining in the first half. Holly King on the right wing down to the baseline. Peterson double teamed in the corner. Back to King. Slices through to Maxwell. She's fouled on the shot and will go to the free throw line. Fifth Scholesberg foul. Again, that's kind of working for the Bulldogs, kind of working it to the inside like that.
Yep, that's what I was thinking, you know. Now they just need to make these free throws right now. These are important ones.
Foul is on number three, Olivia Brown. Free throw is good by Maxwell.
Get some points out there.
I thought JC really did a good job the other night when the Bulldogs were 16 down. She really helped pull the team kind of back together and get them back into it. So she gets one. That's a start, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second free throw in the air, and that one is good as well.
There you go. Another two.
20-4, Scholesberg. Ball comes in play, and the Miners facing a Bulldog press. Ithaca doing a good job containing on the far side. And now the ball up to the midcourt. Oh, almost a steal picked off by Scholesberg. They'll take it. Alt shot. No good. Put back up. No good by Russell. Rebound. Kick to the corner. Now Weigel dumps it out. Here's a drive. Shot on the way. And that is no good for Russell. Rebound by Taylor Russell. And a jump ball call. Tied up by Holly King. It'll go back the other way for the Bulldogs on the arrow. Wazika Steuben in River Valley? No, that wouldn't be. It's River Ridge, excuse me. It says River Valley, but it is River Ridge. Wazika Steuben and them tied at five early on. Platteville 14-0 over Broadhead. Lancaster leading Mineral Point 12-11 as well. Platteville up on Broadhead 19-2. Bulldog basketball down by 16 in this one. They'll skip it inside on a drive. Maxwell has it knocked away and out of bounds. Good sportsmanship. Courtney Thien helps her back up. Always like to see that.
Yep, a lot of respect between the two teams here.
Yep, they've played. Again, the Bulldogs pulled an upset a couple of years ago. Schulzberg oftentimes will play Kickapoo in the Ridge and Valley. Ball comes in play, and it's going to be taken there. Stolen by Weigel. Speaking of Kickapoo, the niece of Eric Weigel, the Kickapoo coach, Isabel. Ball goes left side. Now they'll kick it out to Ault. Three on the way. Hard off the iron. No good. Rebound by Tristan Peterson. Back to Maley Plemer, and the Bulldogs operate again the other way. Across the timeline, Holly King throws it low. Oh, kicked by Weigel, and it goes into the stands and actually hits someone.
Ouch.
That fan, they're going to check on her well-being, but she's all right.
Yeah, she shook it off. That's a tough fan, though.
Boy, I'm telling you, that came right at her.
I saw my life flash before my eyes when that ball came my way.
Yeah.
I can't imagine getting hit by that thing.
Pass comes into Tristan Peterson. She'll drive, free throw line left. Plemer, left wing, top of the circle, Kirshner. Maggie drives, has it knocked away, fires back to King. Bulldogs just looking for a good look right here. Schulzberg really denying a lot of things. King, far side, there's Kirshner, shot on the way, and it won't go from deep. Rebound by Schulzberg. Haley Ault, half court, brings it. Left side, Isabel Weigel lost it, picked up now again by the Bulldogs. Plemer back to King. 20-4, Schulzberg in the lead. King across half court, stops. Fires back to Kirshner. Swings it to the corner. Maxwell, deep one for two. On the way from the corner. No good. Rebound, Schulzberg. They'll bring it back the other way. The Miners with the ball. Left side now up to Haley Ault. Bounce feed to Taylor Russell. Russell back to Ault. Near side on the move. Nothing there. Bounce feed back to Russell. Russell throws it inside to McKinley. Far side again, Weigel. Bulldogs doing a good job defensively. They've successfully slowed them down a little bit anyway. Pass around the horn, left side three on the way. It is no good for McKinley Russell. Put back up and no good for Russell, Taylor Russell, and a foul called on the Miners on the rebound. So that evens the fouls. There was a little differential there. The Bulldogs had the big lead in the foul department, but things have caught up, six apiece.
I can tell you why they're not, you know, Ithaca's, they're, you know, the Miners are kind of putting Ithaca out there to shoot on the outside a lot more because that inside is nothing but Miners right now.
Right. Like
they are just, they have that area locked down.
They bring out the 1-3-1. Ball goes down to the corner. There's Kirshner. Three on the way. Won't stay. Rebound pulled down by the Miners. Bringing it across the timeline. Haley Ault. Ault brings it right side to McKinley Russell. Russell. Now near side lobs it low. Backing in is Alexis Ault. Now creates a shot in the lane, and it is good. 22-4, Schulzberg. Lancaster leading Mineral Point, 23-12. Cuba City, 49-10 over Parkview in the first half. Pass comes to the middle. There's Kirshner driving, shooting in traffic. Up, no good. Maxwell ties up with Russell for a jump ball. Alternate arrow keeps it at that end of the floor. Schulzberg bringing in a new player. That'll be number 12, Adelin Woodworth. And Will Schulzberg basketball at end of the floor, bringing it in. Ball comes up to Woodworth. Woodworth and company will set it up now in the lead. Bulldogs scrambling, trying to deny the pass to the inside. They'll go left wing, back to the top of the circle. Russell, right side, Ault. Dumps it low. Turning in is Alexis Ault. Now back out to Haley Ault. She'll move, throws it inside. And then in the lane, tough traffic shot. No good, in and out. And the rebound pulled down by Tristan Peterson and the Bulldogs. Ithaca's getting some stops. Boy, they just need to convert at the other end. Plemer, bounce feed, there is Maxwell. Double team, back to Plemer. Plemer on the right wing, back to King, top of the circle. Bulldogs work it, and Holly puts it on the floor. Not, it's off of the foot of a Schulzberg player, and that's Haley Ault. She picks it up in the front court, throws it near side. Peterson trying to get the steal, goes down hard. They'll kick it out. Ball up for three by Haley Alt, no good. And a foul called on the rebound. They're going to mark that off on Schulzberg. And that means J.C. Maxwell will go to the free throw line. There are more fans just arriving. They must not have had as good a GPS as we did.
I think that must be it, Phil. Your driving skills were impressive.
They must not have gone through Truman.
You see, that was it. We doubled back. We didn't want to miss Truman.
This one on the way, and that is good by J.C. Maxwell. I talked to Coach Nathan Russell about our route, and he goes, oh. He goes, yeah, it's probably all right. You don't want to go there in the springtime or when it's snowing. I said, okay, well, probably not. A lot of farm vehicles in that country.
Duly noted.
This one is up and no good. The rebound, Schulzberg. They're into transition. Tough shot up and good from the free throw line for Alexis Alt. And it's 24-5 in favor of Schulzberg. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Holly King across the half court line drives, throws it near side. Coleman trying to go back door. Picked off by Schulzberg. Another steal. Stella Spillane to the midcourt line. Top of the circle, Alt. Bounce feed back to Woodworth. Now Alt. Miners around the horn. Left side, Russell. Puts it on the floor. Nothing. Top of the circle. Fires near side to Alt. Alt with the basketball. Slings it back to Woodworth. Now Alt. Deep three, and it's good. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That was an NBA length three, wasn't it? Those
threes are looking really nice.
27-5, Schulzberg. Timeout, Ithaca. Area girls basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
We've made it easy for you. Shop the online store now at allamericandoitcenter.com. All American Do It Center has over 65,000 items available at the Do It Best warehouse. If we don't have it in stock, we can ship to the store for free, as our stores receive deliveries from the warehouse twice weekly. Same day pickup and ship to home options also available for your convenience. Shop online at allamericandoitcenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Bulldog basketball after the timeout, trying to get something going. Down to Tristan Peterson, back to Maggie Kirshner, who was the Bulldogs' best shooter the other night. They really got her covered. Ball goes left side, Coleman down deep. Maxwell shot up, partially blocked. Rebound by Taylor Russell. Bulldogs not having success inside or outside right now, and they're not getting the rebounds. Three on the way, Schulzberg. It's no good for Woodworth. Rebound pulled down by Tristan Peterson. Bulldogs doing all right on the defense, getting rebounds, but can't put it in the hole right now. Not a lot of second looks and even first looks sometimes. Tristan Peterson in the deep corner. Back to Kirshner. Kirshner on a drive. Nothing. Throws it low. Picked off again by Schulzberg. Spillane across half court. 2:27 remaining first half. Billy T on a wrestling spree coming up at halftime. Ball left side. Around the horn it goes. Top of the key. Three on the rim. No good. Rims off there for Spillane. And the rebound by King and the Bulldogs. Holly King, left side. Bounce feed down to the baseline. Kirshner, ball fake. Drives around pressure. Gives it back to Coleman. Cross court. Knocked down. Tall Mickey Russell makes another nice play. Back to the right side. Tough shot on the way. No good. And out of bounds. Last touch by the Miners, it looks like. Plemer returns for Coleman. The Bulldogs make a quick switch. Isabel Weigel into the game for Schulzberg. And a 1-3-1 defense. That used to be one of the staples for the Bulldog girls back in the day. When Coach Ron Donahoe's standbys, the 1-3-1. Holly King back to the right side for Kirshner. Left side, Plemer. Plemer back to King. King on a drive, nothing. Bounce feed. There's Kirshner. Drive into the baseline. Gives it back to King. Holly in the lane. Feeds it down low. Nice pass. Peterson shot. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by the Miners. The Bulldogs just can't buy a bucket, Bo.
I know. It seems like that bucket is moving or something.
Like somebody is from Schulzberg is pulling a rope.
Yeah, they have like a rope on it. Yep.
Yeah. But I don't think so.
No.
Foul is called on the Bulldogs, and this is a bonus throw for Schulzberg. Coming up here, unfortunately for J.C. Maxwell, that is foul number 3. So she will come out of the game now, and back in is Brooklyn Dickey. Minute 19 remaining in the first half. 27-5, Schulzberg. Free throw in the air, and it is no good. Tipped. Last touch by the Miners. It will be Ithaca basketball. Into the game for Schulzberg, number 10 is McKinley Russell. And the Bulldogs with the ball. Holly King trying to get it across the half-court line, does. Kleemer, now Peterson. Peterson drives and is fouled. That's the 8th on Schulzberg.
Pretty even in fouls.
Yes, it is. Schulzberg just taking the lead with 8. Foul is on Haley Ault. Her first. Tristan Peterson at the line. In the air with that one, and it is no good. And the rebound by Schulzberg. Bulldogs missing some free throw opportunities as well here. Three of 7. Yeah. 59 seconds remaining. First half, ball goes to the right side. Haley Ault. Bounce feed now to Woodworth. Woodworth holding the ball just inside the out-of-bounds line. Throws it all the way to the left side. On the dribble drive, Ault. Brings it back now to Woodworth, top of the circle. Woodworth to Ault, 40 seconds. Top of the wheel, throw inside to Ault. Reverse lay-in, good by Alexis Ault. And it's 29-5, Schulzberg. 30 seconds remaining in the first half. Off a pick, a screen, and a foul is called on the Bulldogs. And on the illegal screen. So that's going to go on Maley Kleemer, which is her first. Fouls are even at 8. And the Miners will start it in play from near the bench. Pass comes in to Isabel Weigel. And she will stand across the half-court line and start the dribble. Brings it across half-court. Miners will look for a good one at the end of the half. Bounce feed inside. Picked off by Peterson. Good play by the senior. Flings it back now to Holly King. Bulldogs taking it. King all the way, free throw line area, throws it right side. No, out of bounds. Bulldogs with an unforced turnover, and the Miners get it back. Just 8 seconds remaining here in the first half. Schulzberg looking. They'll bring it in play. Caught by Ault. Ault across half court. 5-4. Ault to the corner. Left side, McKinley Russell. 3 on the way. No good at the buzzer. That'll do it. It's been all Schulzberg here in Minor Country. 29-5. They lead the Bulldogs at the break. For Bo Hendricks, I'm Phil Nee. Coming up, some halftime features right here. High school WIAA Regional Girls Basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The WIAA Boys Basketball Tournament gets underway on Tuesday night. Richland Center will be at Evansville and River Valley home against Prairie du Chien. Dodgeville will host Mauston and Viroqua will be at Broadhead among the Division III games. Division IV girls games, Riverdale at Fenimore, it's Westby at Belleville, and Lancaster playing host to Bosco. Bell. Cashton is at Parkview and Wisconsin Heights at Iowa Grant. And in the Division 5 boys games coming up Tuesday, Winnewuck Center at Potosi, Seneca at Hillsboro, Lafarge Youth Initiative at River Ridge, Weston at North Crawford, Highland hosts Wazika Steuben, Ithaca will host Cassville, it's DeSoto at Kickapoo, and Brookwood at Royal among the first round games. Similar format to the girls tournament next week, Tuesday night for the regional openers, semifinals on Friday, and Saturday night the regional championship games. Others in Division 5, Fall River hosts Benton, Barneveld hosts Blackhawk, Argyle hosts St. Ambrose, and Judah at Belmont. Monticello is at Pecatonica. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're gonna need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at gonnaneedmilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
100.9 WRCO. Welcome back to Schulzburg, 29-5 the score as we get set for second half action here. It's been all Schulzburg, and they are the real deal in terms of both ends of the floor. The Bulldogs have had some opportunities, and when they have had open looks, you know, and obviously they're maybe hurrying their shots a little bit with a taller team and everything, Bo, but the Bulldogs have struggled in the shooting department tonight for sure.
I think both teams out there are really putting it like, they're both playing aggressive, but I think the big difference is just that defense that Schulzburg is putting forth, it just seems so oppressive. It's like every inch Ithaca is having to fight for. While I think Ithaca is also playing really strong on the defensive side, I think Schulzburg is finding more opportunities, and I think they're almost more comfortable on the outside shooting.
Right, and I think, yeah, you bring up a good point. The Bulldogs, and they've done a lot of things well, or getting some rebounds and things like that, but they're kind of right now struggling a little bit, maybe hurrying shots. They've had a couple of turnovers where, you know, they're anticipating and getting stolen, but just about every pass, it seems like, has a fingertip on it by one of the Schulzburg players. So, yeah, they're getting it done here big time against the Bulldogs. 29-5, winner of tonight's game, plays against either Wazika Steuben or River Ridge. I've seen both of those teams this year. Both have nice teams. The Bulldogs were tied with Wazika at halftime before losing by a pretty good deficit in the end, but played extremely well in the first half. River Ridge I saw against Riverdale, and they have a really nice team. They have a very, like, more veteran team, but I was really impressed they have a freshman that's incredibly good. And we see this freshman here tonight, McKinley Russell, and Haley Ault, who's also scored two three-pointers. But you look at these players and you're like, they're freshmen?
I was blown away when you told me that, you know, that they're freshmen. You look at them and you're like, they got to at least be juniors or seniors. But no, And that just tells you how much talent they have on the team. You can look at that and say, now for the next 3 years,
yes,
this person's going to just grow and be even better. That's scary.
That is the scary thing for teams that got to face them. That's correct. 29-5, Schulzberg leads Ithaca at halftime. I guess Billy T and the and company are working on some wrestling updates for us. And, of course, we're going to be taking it to them very shortly with live coverage from the state tournament. We'll be back with more from Schulzberg in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Miners all the way as they are doing battle against the Bulldogs and covering all the ground here, doing a good job. And you mentioned the defense, Bo. They're cutting off every passing lane, it seems like, aren't they?
You know, I think also the key right now for Ithaca is to not, you know, there's still another half here. You know, you're still not that far behind. I think, you know, don't think that the game is over yet. Play a full second half here and, you know, teams get tired. Maybe they're putting all their energy on the front. You know, they front load it, and then the back half, they're going to get gassed. You never know.
Yep. The Bulldogs got to try to finish strong here and see what happens. You know, have a little fun.
Yep, exactly.
It's another game together, and especially for the seniors, and see what leads here, what leads to in the second half. Down to the final seconds of the halftime festivities. Schulzberg with a good sounding band. And I realized that I wore red Schulzberg colors. I've done that twice this week where I went with an opposing school's colors.
I'm sure they're happy.
I had Highland on Monday night and I have Schulzberg red on tonight. Well, I wear red on Friday all the time. Didn't think about going to Schulzberg though. I should have changed my shirt, but.
Hindsight's 20/20. What can you do?
3:50 a.m. You're not thinking clearly so much about wardrobe. Ball comes in play, Bulldog ball. It is a 29-5 lead for Schulzberg. In the corner, Maxwell back to Plemer. Original starters for the Bulldogs. Kirshner on the near side. Feeds Maxwell near side. Peterson, 15-footer. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Miners. Olivia Brown with the basketball. Takes it back the other way. Brown, top of the circle. Throws it near side. Three-pointer, Schulzberg in. Nothing but net for Stella Spillane. That'll make it 32-5. And the Bulldogs have the ball. Here is Holly King. Tough shot is up. Wouldn't stay. Maxwell put back. No good. How close can he come to a basket without getting a basket?
That was nuts.
Ball comes right side, now left for Schulzberg. Down to the corner. Three-pointer on the way, and that is no good. Rebound pulled down by Maley Plemer. And Holly King gets the pass. Brings it across the half-court line. Bounce feed left side, Kirshner. Now King gives it off on the far wing. It's held up there by Peterson. High post, Maxwell on a drive is going to be called for traveling. Helped up by her opponent, and it goes back to the Miners. Tough to break through, and these Schulzberg players, you know, you talk about height, but they also have wingspan when they've got their arms out. And hard to break through some of those double teams.
They're all like brick walls, too. When you hit, like, I'm watching them run into each other, and there's no give.
Ball comes across the timeline. Brown down to the baseline. Kicks it back to Russell. Left side three-pointer on the way. Nothing but net for Stella Spillane. And Schulzberg increases its lead. 35-5. Holly King into the front court. Near side Maxwell. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Ault. One and out for the Bulldogs. Fast break. Schulzberg throwing it right side. Against a double team. Tough shot in the lane. It is good. They can't miss. Timeout Ithaca, 37-5. Schulzberg off to the races here in the second half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected.
At your fingertips and
easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Yeah, just play it out of the game.
Yeah, I think we'll play it as soon as we can.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Welcome back to Schulzberg. We are here. Bo Hendricks is here. I'm Phil Nee. We've got action going your way. 37-5, Schulzberg in the lead, and they lead by 32. It's not been looking good for the Bulldogs. We were hoping maybe a different trend here at the beginning of the half, but it's not to be. Ball comes into Ault, brings it across the timeline. Left side, Russell. Three on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down now by the Bulldogs, nice job, pulled out by Dickey. Brings it now to the left side and Holly King. King down to the right side, taken by Kirshner. Kirshner throws it back to the right side. Picked up in the backcourt now by the Bulldogs. Dickey takes it back to Kirshner, left side. Kirshner on a dribble drive, and the ball knocked down. Ball comes back to the right side. Holly King now catching it as Peterson throws it to the inside. There's Maxwell on a drive. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Haley Ault. Ault throws it into the front court. Not expecting it was Taylor Russell, and the Bulldogs get it back. So Ithaca's had some opportunities here, Bo.
They have, you know. I mean, it's going back and forth so quickly.
Pass goes to the left side. Held up there by Dickey. Cross court, knocked down. Picked up now on the dribble drive by Holly King. Back to Kirshner, top of the circle. Left side. Ball goes down low. It's going to be taken there by Peterson. Drives with a left-hand shot up and good. Just the Bulldogs' second field goal tonight. 37-7. Ball goes to the right side, and now King's going to steal this one. Full court press working. King with a 15-footer. Good for the Bulldogs. All right.
There you go.
A couple of field goals in a row. Bulldogs doing a great job in this full court press. Up the half-court line it goes. Haley Ault takes it across to Brown. Brown down to the baseline. Nowhere to go. Back to Russell. Russell to the baseline. Brown, long one on the way. No good. And a foul call in the corner. That's going to be called against the Bulldogs. And I believe it will be 3 free throws coming up.
Ouch.
Or are they going to say it's on the floor? They signaled 3.
Yeah.
But maybe it was number 3. And let's see. And that wasn't even right. No. Foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. It's on Brooklyn Dickey. So the inbound pass for the Miners. Up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Plemer. Back to King. King across the timeline. Throws it right side. Kirshner, nowhere to go. Back to King. Deep NBA three. Oh, no good. Almost.
Wow.
Rebound pulled down now by Haley Ault, and a foul called on the Bulldogs, and that may be on J.C. Maxwell, which will be her fourth.
They're playing aggressive, though.
They are.
That is one thing I will say right now for Ithaca. They are, like, they're all jumping at the ball. They are fighting for it, and you can tell.
Pass comes in play for the Miners. Up the sideline, now down to the baseline, on a dribble drive. Down, feed is on the inside, and Russell scores. Taylor Russell on the assist, and it's back to a 30-point lead, 39-9, Schulzberg. There's a three on the way for Kirshner on the rim, no good. Fouls her shot well, in the paint, nowhere to go. Back to Plemer on the left wing. Plemer back to half court, feeds it to Maxwell. Maxwell, left side, Kirshner, down to the baseline, is cut off. Kirshner pivots, nowhere to go, gives it back to Holly King. Looking back door, nothing, back to the far side. Kirshner on the way for three, no good. Peterson shot, no good. She's fouled and will go to the line. Bulldogs still working hard.
They are.
Foul marked on Schulzberg, which will be their first in this half. And it's on Taylor Russell. So Tristan Peterson at the line. In the air, and that one is good.
You're at double digits.
Yep. Here we go. Again, when you're down this much, it's just kind of like little levels, mini victories here and there. See what you can do. Cut the deficit a little bit.
Every point counts.
Seniors trying to finish strong. That one is good. That'll make it 39-11. Schulzberg. And Maxwell picks it off. JC driving, takes a shot on the shot. Yeah, foul is called. Ooh, I thought for a moment they were going to call offensive foul on that one.
I was kind of thinking that might be the case.
So she goes to the free throw line and fouled by the Miners. Olivia Brown, that's her third. Maxwell's free throw is good. JC having a great year, sophomore year. Gets another chance to look at one. Again, we've got a report coming up. We'll be going to Bill Twining and a recap and a report and a match for one of the Riverdale athletes. We'll get that to you in just a little bit. Free throw is good by Maxwell. 39-13, our score. Ball on the left side, Brown. Back to Ault. Haley Ault, right side. Now lost it. Now picks it up. Whoa. Almost a double dribble. Picked up by Spillane. Stella throws it to the baseline. Russell on a drive. Nothing. Now top of the circle. Left side down to the baseline. It comes around to the near side, Spillane. Three-pointer on the way, on the rim, no good. Fought for, picked up now by the Bulldogs. Good hustle by Maley Plemer. So Ithaca just whittling her way a little bit, chipping down.
They are.
See what happens. King on a drive, 18-footer on the rim, no good. Fought for, Tristan Peterson hustles, gets the rebound just in front of us, and a foul called on the Miners. Their third. Oh, did you see the Miner guys here, the mascot? There he is.
Think I could get my picture?
Maybe. Think we could arrange that. He's got a big hat on. He's got a beard.
It's a better beard than I could ever
grow. Wait a minute. Is that Henry Bray?
That's why he looked familiar.
Ball comes in. Kirshner, three on the way, no good. Foul on the rebound attempt. This one is going against Ithaca. So 12:09 remaining in the game, and the foul marked on the Bulldogs. This will be on Tristan Peterson. That's her third. She picked up two very early in this ball game. Ball comes in play, caught near side by Russell. Russell up the sidelines, Woodworth. Woodworth back to Russell, down to the baseline. Oh, offensive foul call. Nice job, Tristan Peterson takes the charge from McKinley Russell.
She took the fall, too. Ouch.
Ouch. Exactly.
That's the thing about youth. Like that, I would still be down.
Yeah, me too. They'd be bringing a skid steer to pick me up.
Don't fall today.
No.
I don't want to, you
try,
know.
Try not to. So a nice stop. Second foul on McKinley Russell. Bulldogs bring it in play. Around the wheel. Plemer, near side. Kirshner. Kirshner with the basketball. Back to Plemer. Plemer, top of the wheel, back to Kirshner. Kirshner, nowhere to go, back to Plemer. Plemer on a drive, 17-footer, look good, no. Maxwell, rebound, put back, good. Bulldogs kind of finding the rhythm now.
Yes, they are. They're taking those opportunistic shots.
39-15, ball goes to Ault on the far side, across to Russell. Russell to Ault. Slips it down low. Turnaround shot low post. Up on the way. No good for Russell. Rebound Miners back up in the lane. No good for Brown. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Kirshner with the ball. Looks to get away with it. Now it's ripped away by Schulzberg and a jump ball call. Yep, Bulldogs will get it back. I was kind of blocked out a little bit there. There's just one spot where we're kind of looking through the railing a little bit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, these are prime seats.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you kind of superstitious. You wanted this exact spot. Luckily, we got it.
Bulldogs won here 2 years ago, right?
Yep.
11 minutes to go in the ball game. Holly King on a drive. Three-pointer on the way, on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Taylor Russell. Russell back to Brown. Brown across the half-court line. Brown yo-yos the dribble, slips it off to the left side. Caught near side by Woodworth. Adelin fires back, top of the wheel. Now inside it goes to Russell. Kicks it back out. McKinley and pass back to Taylor. The Russells almost lost. Ault saves it back in bounds. Pass to the low post and good by McKinley Russell. Actually, that's only her first basket. We saw her warming up and I don't think she missed.
I know.
Out of 40 shots. 41-15. Pass comes inside Maxwell posting up. Shot up for the Bulldogs. No good. Rebound on the far side by Taylor Russell. Russell back to Olivia Brown. Brown across the half-court line to the baseline. Now a shot on the way for three. No good for the Miners. And the rebound, Tristan Peterson. And a good effort there. Ball goes back to Holly King. Under 10 minutes remaining in the ball game tonight. Holly King on a drive, fires it off to Tristan Peterson. Throws it back to the top of the wheel. That's going to be Plemer. Kirshner meets it on the left wing. Maggie on a drive, fires to the corner. And nice drive by Maxwell. Gets a shot and a plus one. We're getting
some fight for that one.
Yeah, we're getting some highlights here in the second half.
Definitely.
And again, I think you just forget about the score and let's play ball. That's what Ithaca's been doing.
Yeah, they've tripled their score from the first half. You know, I mean, like, again, like I said, keep the energy. You know, don't get gassed.
Free throw is good by J.C. Maxwell. She has a total of 10 points now. 41-18 in favor of Schulzberg. Pass right side. Whoa. Knocked away by Plemer. Nice hustle by Maley Plemer. Gets it back to Holly King. King near side Kirshner on the ball fake. Slips it. Nope. Gives it off to King. Left side Plemer. Back to Kirshner. Shoots a three. On the way. Good for the Bulldogs.
Wow.
Timeout by Schulzberg. Bulldogs coming back a little bit. 41-21. 9:15 remaining here in area girls regional basketball from WRCO Sports.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Schulzberg will bring the ball in play. The Miners with the ball on the near side, and one of the Miners players, Taylor Russell, has a cut. She's going to go see the trainer.
Ow.
So, yeah, all of a sudden she looked at her hand and said, oh, well, I better go. And so she's off the floor.
She rushed it, too. She ran. Like, she made it.
But she probably wants to get back in the game.
Oh, definitely.
That's probably part of it. Not that it was such an emergency.
Oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
Let's get her patched up. Alexis Ault comes in her place, and the Miners take the ball across the half court. back to the near side. Alt in the lane is going to be called for traveling. The Bulldogs get it back. Well, the Bulldogs can get it under 20 now.
I'm seeing that, you know, I think Schulzberg's getting a little winded, but, I mean, they're still playing strong, but I think Ithaca still has that energy.
Little by little, ball comes in play. It's Holly King, swings it over to the near side, Kirshner. Kirshner on the right side, top of the wheel, back to Plemer. Plemer on a dribble drive down to the baseline, held up, nowhere to go, gives it back now to Maxwell. Cross court, Holly King, left wing, three on the way, banks in! Oh, my goodness. Brand new look for the Bulldogs.
I'll tell you what, this side of the court seems to be really favorable.
Ball comes to my table.
Get it, Phil.
Oh, I almost could touch it. There is a ball that's knocked away. No foul, it doesn't look like, so it'll be Schulzberg basketball here on the near side.
Pitching it by Palacio, right in the hands, right in the hands.
Well, we were contemplating that it was going to be a 40-point clock running here, and all of a sudden the Bulldogs have bounced back sharply. There's another knockaway. King diving in, got the ball, and a timeout taken by Coach Klang. So the Bulldogs will get it back. Excellent hustle here tonight. Don't have a lot of other scores to give you right now, but we'll check the Filney flip phone the next opportune time and be back to Schulzberg with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
State semifinal action at the
A comfort.